going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We had three guys hurt today, and we're not playing the best baseball right now, and we're walking too many guys on the mound. It's been rough. That's three good players that you don't have in the lineup, but injuries do happen, and you know, we faced a really good starter today. It's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and top two or three, if not number one. So I thought we'd create some traffic against them, just didn't get a big hit. Really difficult team to play. It's a really, really talented team. That's the best pitching staff we've seen so far. We missed Job, and there's two, so... Tough team to score against and really balanced offensively. You know, we saw that a couple times last September and we played a lot of close games against them. We're going through a tough time right now and hopefully we can get out of this and start playing better baseball.
Can't hit, can't pitch, can't win. Orioles lost last Sunday to the Reds 24-2. We thought that was rock bottom. They've won one game since, beating the Nationals 2-1. Get swept in Detroit this weekend. They didn't play Friday night because of rain, and then they get swept in the doubleheader and then lose yesterday to Tarek Skubal 7-0. They've lost six of the last seven. They have the third worst record in all of baseball, and now the Yankees come to town.
Yeah, they've got a minus 39 run differential. They've been utterly non-competitive in more games than not. And so, look, I'm going to take us back in time. And Sharky and I in the Bronx, sitting five rows from the field, watching them pound Luis Hill on a beautiful June businessman special at Yankee Stadium. And Austin Hayes hitting home runs, and Austin Hayes throwing balls to Mateo. And
Austin Hayes having a nice year.
It was something. And they won 17-5, and their record was 49-25, and they were tied with the Yankees for the best winning percentage in Major League Baseball. Better winning percentage than the Dodgers at that time. And I said, guys, I'm really worried that this is as good as it's going to get, because I think this group thinks they've made it, and I think this GM thinks they've made it. And if they don't get real about their warts and how young they are and what they still need, and they're not going to hit this many home runs forever, and the quality of their at-bats still by and large gives me pause, and boy, they don't get on base that ton, and the walk rate's not great. And I was seriously concerned that they thought they won their World Series. Well, they've played 115 ball games since then. It's almost three quarters of a season, basically. Mm-hmm. 115 ball games since June 20th of last year. Only the Pirates, Marlins, Nationals, Angels, Rockies, and White Sox have less wins than the Baltimore Orioles since June 20th last year. Guys, we're talking 52-63. The Orioles at home, including the playoffs since last June 20th, are 24-31. That's a 4.36 winning percentage. In the regular season since then, only the Rockies, Marlins, and White Sox, the absolute dregs of MLB, only they have a worse home winning percentage than the Orioles since June 20th of last year. They let Santander and his 44 home runs go, right? Didn't want to break his fall. They've got it figured out. They've got these kids. These kids will get it done. Since last June 20th, only the White Sox and the Rays have a lower OPS with runners in scoring position. The Orioles have 1,010 plate appearances since then with runners in scoring position. And they've got a 664 OPS. Since June 20th of last year, only the White Sox, Rays, Rockies, Guardians, and Angels have had games producing three runs or fewer on more occasions. The Orioles are 7-49 when they score three runs or less since last June 20th. I'm going to repeat that. 7-49. That's a 125 winning percentage. Only the White Sox, Nats, and Twins. Are you seeing the teams that they're clumped with here? Only the White Sox, Nats, and Twins are worse. Also, the Orioles have a 312 on-base percentage since last June 20th. That is 16th in baseball. Since the start of 2023, the Orioles are 19th in on-base percentage. That includes all the good stuff from 23 and the first 75 games from last year. They are still just 19th in on-base percentage since the start of 2023. If you think help's coming from within, I'm just going to let you know. Adley Rutschman has 34 RBIs in 103 games since June 20th of last year. I'm going to repeat that. He has 34 runs driven in 103 games since June 20th last year. If you want to look at their leaders in OPS since June 20th last year, said 861, Tony Taters 821, James McCann 804. What do two of those three have in common?
Not here.
Yeah, yeah. Gunner 795, the Razor 773. Adley's got a 620 OPS since June 20th of last year. Jackson Holliday 658, Jordan Westberg 686. Another scary thing, they're home run reliant, right? These are their home run leaders since June 20th of last year. Taters has 25, Sed has 17, Gunner has 17, Kowser has 16, Westberg has 11. Next comes O'Hearn, 10 home runs in 103 games. Then comes Adley, 9 home runs in 103 games. The Razor, 8 home runs in 78 games. Heston, 7 home runs in 56 games. If they're home run reliant, where are the home runs coming from? Oh, yeah, since June 20th of last season, the Baltimore Orioles team ERA is 4.81. Gentlemen, that's in 1,005 and two-thirds innings pitched. No small sample size. Mm-mm. The only teams with a worse ERA than the Orioles since June 20th of last year are the Marlins at 4.94 and the Rockies at 5.35.
Awful teams.
They're 8-13 since June 20th, including the playoffs, when there's 30,000 people or more in the stands. So big crowds don't bring out the best in them. They're fifth fewest stolen bases in the majors since June 20th of last year. Guess who's the worst catcher throwing runners out stealing since that span?
Adley.
Yeah. 91.3% success rate against Adley this season. Worse in baseball. You want to look at defense? Outs above average since the start of last season. Fangraphs has them 23rd out of 30 major league teams.
You want to have some fun? Go back in time a little bit. Here is Jason from the scorching hot pavement at the Oarsman dealership off Security Boulevard the day after beating the Yankees 17-5.
And I'll just say this to Mike Elias or anybody who might be listening from Houston on the traveling party. You need to reward the effort and grit and tenacity and intensity and maturity of this group and give them what they don't have. They will maximize their effort for you, but they can't do it all as presently constructed. Injuries happen. People get tired. People get worn out. You need to win the trade deadline the way they're playing their asses off and winning games for you. That's your mandate. No pussyfooting around. You approach the deadline
he was
with
happy
the
for
energy and tenacity that they are
long,
playing yeah. baseball with. You owe it to them, and you owe it to their fans. Wow. Don't F it up again. Reward them. This isn't perfect. It can't be perfect. Make it as perfect as possible.
205.
Come on, you were just at a game where they won.
And there you have it. And you were absolutely right. He was also, he didn't get a snowball that day.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
We'll get snowballs.
No, they ran out of his flavor. That's what. Yeah, yeah.
Man. Well, that made him upset too. No, it's been jarring to see the collapse since that point. And a question that we've kind of been bringing up over the past week, you asked Tony Gwynn Jr., does this necessitate some sort of manager, whatever. We put out a poll, Twitter poll of the day, sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. Orioles are 52-63 in their last 115 since taking 3 of 4 in the Bronx. Only Pittsburgh, Miami, Washington, the Angels, Colorado, Chicago White Sox have worse records. Only Colorado and Miami have worse winning percentages at home. O's can't hit, pitch, or field, have third fewest wins in 2025. What should happen? Birdland, over 200 votes in. IE1057 The Fan is how you can vote on this poll, every poll. Fire Elias and Hyde, 52.4%. Just fire Hyde, 26.7%. Do nothing, 11%.
Nice.
Just fire Elias, 10.
People have turned. You should, and I know, Jason, you don't look at mentions or anything. I don't know how much you do reading, like if you type in Orioles. Fan base is pissed. Fan base is finally, and I think they were late to the party.
And the owner's got his head in the clouds, like I told you. The owner's bamboozled by the GM, like I told you. The owner's too busy squirting people with water guns or throwing hats at their face with some let them eat cake BS than actually realizing that he bought a hornet's nest. He didn't buy some well-oiled machine that was ready to go. He bought a Ponzi scheme that was starting to fracture.
Coming up next, we look back at the weekend that was. Orioles get swept by the Tigers. Was there anything to like this weekend? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.